May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. For many of us today, war is a phenomenon seen through the lens of a television camera. The fights seem to take place in distant parts of the world. Our closest experience of war may be the discovery of wartime items found in a family attic, like photographs, medals, or diaries. For those of us born during peacetime, all war seems far removed from our daily lives. So what are we to remember then on Remembrance Day? I think we must remember the human face of war. Those who died experienced the loss of comrades, separation from family and friends, extreme weather conditions, intense training, and yes, most certainly also fear. And those who came back crippled, either emotionally or physically. But why were they ready to go through all this in the first place? Why were they ready to fight till their last breath? Well, because many of them believed that their actions would make a significant difference for the future. But when we look around today, we still see places ripped open as war rages throughout the world. So why? Why didn't we get rid of conflicts yet? The letter of James in today's reading speaks of two kinds of wisdom. One leads to peace, while the other is devilish, unspiritual. The reason why war doesn't cease is because we often choose the wrong kind of wisdom. The earthly and spiritual wisdom springs forth from a number of characteristics. Let us look at them for a moment. First of all, James mentions bitter envy. Now we sometimes hear somebody say, "Oh, I envy you for being able to experience such and such." In that context, envy doesn't necessarily mean bad. It could simply mean that the person has a desire to imitate or even to experience the same things we go through. But bitter envy is certainly not the same. Bitterness doesn't regard people as friends, but as opponents. And when there is a difference, they are not regarded as friends who need to be persuaded, but rather as enemies who need to be eliminated. And I think there is a huge difference between these both things. Secondly, James speaks about selfish ambition. People with selfish ambition are often more eager to display themselves. They delight in the victory of their arguments, their own opinion, and care less about the victory of truth or righteousness. And lastly, James warns us from being boastful. Now, there is a very thin line between a healthy self-confidence and an unhealthy pride. Boastfulness often finds its source in pride about one's own knowledge and abilities. And that in turn leads to arrogance and disregard for other people. So obviously, these characteristics lead to conflicts and strife. And James says that we should be careful to follow the right kind of wisdom. Wisdom from above, as James calls it, stands in stark contrast to the unspiritual wisdom. Here too, we read about a number of characteristics which nurture this godly wisdom. The passage says, that wisdom from above is first of all pure. Pure in the sense that the thoughts are cleansed from all selfishness, bitterness, and anger. The thoughts are pure enough to see God's will. Also, the right kind of wisdom is peaceable. When do we enjoy peace? We enjoy peace when we have good relationships, right relationships to other people, and the right kind of relationship to God. It is not like the kind of clever and arrogant wisdom which delights in a snappy comment or in cutting words. It doesn't delight in hurting people. Then, James goes on to say that those who follow godly wisdom are gentle, willing to yield, and full of mercy. I think these three points are the ones we struggle most with, mainly because we think we are weak when we follow them, or that we lose when we are gentle and full of mercy. Sadly, I have even heard Christians say, "Well, I'm not Jesus to look away when such and such happens." But being gentle and full of mercy doesn't mean that we look away or even tolerate injustice. It doesn't mean that we stubbornly allow people with evil intentions to proceed with their plans. Is the New Testament not full of examples how Jesus opposed people with wrong attitudes? No, being full of mercy and gentle rather means that we are open for dialogue. It means that we step in to correct things when the strict appliance of the law becomes actually wrong. It takes a lot of strength to forgive when there is perfect right to condemn. It takes courage to make allowances when we could stand on our rights. And we should remember, it takes love to cover a multitude of wrongs. And above all this, it needs willingness to yield to God's will. And finally, James says something which every Christian should have written on his or her heart. He says that a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Or in other words, good can only grow in an atmosphere where we are ready to rectify and ready to forfeit in order to gain right relationships with others. When we sometimes struggle to make peace, let us remember that our Lord Jesus Christ often experienced bitterness from other people, from his own community, and especially his very own family. There are many passages in the New Testament which clarify that his family did not understand or sympathize with him. His siblings were ashamed of him, and they wished to restrain him. But that didn't stop Jesus from sowing peace and from dying for the sins of all. And maybe that is also the reason why James, Jesus' brother, felt urged to stop opposing Jesus and finally become his follower. So in this Remembrance Day, let us acknowledge the courage and sacrifice of those who serve their country. But let us more so acknowledge our responsibility to work for peace they fought so hard for. Amen.